Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, as always, David at fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. During this time of COVID, it's interesting how the motoring industry has responded, particularly regarding service plans and warranties, because these are time-based things, and obviously during lockdown, you're not getting the benefit. So I have reached out to various motor manufacturers and looked at their press releases, and here's a little bit of a summary. Unfortunately, it's not comprehensive. I just couldn't get responses from everyone, and they didn't have their approach posted, but let's go through them one by one. Honda, we have decided to assist these customers by extending the service plan and warranty for the duration of the lockdown. So simple, what you lose, you gain back on the end. Ford, all Ford vehicles with a service plan expiring between the 1st of March and 31st of May 2020 and requiring a scheduled service to be completed based on the prescribed service plan receive a two-month extension. The extension is from 1st of June to the 31st of July 2020. And Ford dealers are available to assist with repairs for emergency and essential services. Audi, the Audi Freeway plan will offer a one-month grace period for valid contracts due to expire over the next few months. Audi services during the national lockdown period will receive a grace period of 1,500 kilometers or 1 month. Hyundai, a slightly bigger and better response here. In South Africa, Hyundai warranties that expire in the local lockdown period due to end 16th April have been extended until the end of May 2020. This also applies to service and maintenance plans. In South Africa, the extension period will be revisited if the duration of the lockdown is prolonged, and this was before the extension by our president was placed on. We're pleased to inform Hyundai owners in South Africa that COVID-19 lockdown measures will not have an impact on your car's service and maintenance plan and warranty, said Michael Roeder. He's the after-sales director with Hyundai in South Africa. If your vehicle is due for a service during the lockdown period, we have extended your service date by 8 weeks to accommodate the measures surrounding COVID-19. Consideration of a further extension will be given if the national lockdown due to end 16 April is prolonged in our country. Please do not hesitate to contact us via email at iCare, that's I-C-A-R-E, at hyundai.co.za if you've got any questions or concerns. Isuzu will provide a grace period of 1 month to Isuzu customers supporting the servicing of vehicles without affecting their warranties. Customers can also make use of corrosion inspection after the lockdown up to Friday the 15th of May 2020, regardless of mileage and age of the vehicle. Mitsubishi, your warranty of 3 years is extended by 21 days. Your five-year service maintenance plan is extended by 21 days. Parts and workmanship warranties are extended by 21 days. And they are being sticky with mileage. If your mileage goes over during COVID, they are dealing with it on a case-by-case basis, they say. Kia, customers whose original Kia manufacturer's warranty expired in March 2020, was set to expire in April 2020, will see the warranty term extended until the end of June 2020 as part of Kia Motors' global warranty extension program. The Kia promise, customers will be contacted by SMS or email immediately after conclusion of the national lockdown. For customers with a prepaid Kia service and or maintenance plan, Kia Motors will relax the maximum service interval parameters, both the mileage and the time interval, so that customers are not negatively affected by the national lockdown. Nice one, Kia. That's it for Fine Motoring with me this week from David Dundee. And if you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, please, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast is on fmr.co.za. We'll talk more about cars next week.